So I was asked to speak on step 7, and I have been in Overeaters Anonymous since February of 1990. In November of, and I came in, as I always like to say, 215 pounds of chain smoking suicidal fun. And it took me until November of 1990 to claim the gift of abstinence, but through the grace of God and through the working of the 12 steps, I have not had to return to compulsive overeating. And I am maintaining 70 to 75 pound weight loss, depending on the time of year. And I don't weigh myself actually ever, pretty much, except when I go to the doctor. I don't really think very much about food. I do follow a food plan that was given to me by a nutritionist, and I do weigh and measure a great deal of what I eat, not everything. I have a lot of flexibility, I think, around travel and eating out, things like that, because I try to keep my food as simple and close to my food plan as possible. And as my nutritionist says, when I weigh and measure at home, and when packing my food, it helps to calibrate my eyeballs so that when I'm not weighing and measuring, I have a better idea of what a portion is that will nourish my body and not my disease. And I think the thing that, or I know that the thing that has given me that kind of freedom and flexibility around my food choices is the working of the 12 steps, because I find that after these years of living in the 12-step fellowship, I just don't have as many things that food can fix. I just don't feel the kind of discomfort that wants something to change the way I feel. And the way the 7th step fits into that, when I first encountered steps 6 and 7, as many people do, in the big book where they're given very short shrift, I thought, oh, well, they just stuck that in there so that it would come out to a nice even 12 steps. And in working the 12 steps, I really have come to a greater appreciation of how important they are. But one of the things about them is that the 7th step, as it says, requires that I humbly ask. And that doesn't require a lot of action on my part, but it requires a lot of willingness and awareness. And the humbly part means that I ask it in recognition of my status in relation to that which I am asking it of. In my case, I call it my higher power or God or what have you. And that is a power much greater than myself that actually can change me, can change my actions. I can't do it just by making my mind up and gritting my teeth and going, I'm going to be different now. So one of the ways that I humbly asking God to remove my shortcomings became better known to me through the writing of my 4th step and giving it away in my 5th step. In my 6th step, after having done that, I really felt ready to be rid of all the things that I'd seen on my inventory and admitted to God and to another human being that had caused me a lot of pain. And in step 7, it's like I'm now able to see more distinctly what they actually are. In step 3, I just turned to my higher power and said, it's all yours. I'm willing that you have all of it. And I wasn't really sure what it was, but it was my will and my life, my thinking and my actions. And by the time I got to step 7, it was like the blanks were filled in. So what it actually means to me to work step 7, I can't know what it is that I'm asking to have removed until I'm aware of it. And that awareness changes a lot over time. And I'll just give an example because I'm probably almost out of time. Yeah. Here's an example. So when I first got to that point of humbly asking, some of the defects of character that I was truly aware of was, I'm a gossip. I like to raise my status by talking about other people in other situations. I also like to kind of fish for compliments and support and things like that. But at that time, seeing the way I used my words to try to manipulate people's opinion of me or try to get in good with them or try to seem important, something that has I've only really been able to see in the last couple of years is another behavior, which I call stirring the pot. So it might not be talking about somebody else. It might not necessarily be trying to cast myself in a good light or, get something from somebody. But it's a way in which I'm just really drawing attention to myself or getting something going. And it's a behavior that I really wasn't aware of. And I just had, in the last couple of years, I had a couple of situations where something happened, and when I looked at why I was disturbed about it, I saw this behavior, stirring the pot. I wasn't gossiping, I wasn't directly manipulating, but I was getting involved in a situation or, just adding something to it that it just didn't need. I was causing unnecessary agitation, and it was definitely self-serving. But so I hadn't seen it before. Now I had awareness of it, and now I can see sometimes how I'm about to fall into it. Once I've had that awareness, I humbly ask God to remove it. And then when I see it, I can no longer claim the right to do it. So my part is seeing it, and my part is then, it's God that says, you're about to stir the pot again. And God gives me the ability to just surrender the behavior. So to me, that's an example of recognition that I'm an imperfect person. If I fall and I do it anyway, I don't get down on myself. I see the discomfort that it causes, and that will help me the next time. And that's, I think, the humbly part. Thank you. It can be a very subtle step, but the partnership part is that I leave it to God, but at the same time, I can't not see what I see. Slowly but slowly, I'm being changed by that.
Okay.